Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God is not out of control. It's not like God is hiding somewhere without no say-so. He sees exactly. And see, when you understand the word, God says this in the word. He said, don't worry about them that trouble you, because I'm going to trouble them. Don't worry about it. Don't be an avenger. Don't avenge yourself. Vengeance is mine. You stay God conscious, Christ conscious, finished work conscious. Keep the joy of the Lord as your strength. Love your enemy. Do good to them. Come on. How often have we fought the wrong battles? Flesh and blood. We're to love people. And we can. Jesus did. His last breath. He told Mary and John, still being the leader that he was, he said, behold your mother. Behold your son. In other words, John, see to Mary. And forgive them, for they know not what they do. And this day shall you be with me in paradise. Now, that same resurrection power, that same intel, that same strategy that he defeated all of that with is the same strategy, the same anointing, the same power that works in us today. We just read it in Ephesians. It's the same power that works in us today. What is contingent upon is where you place your focus. That's why we got to get past our ego, our intellect, and become people of the Spirit. Our intellect has its place, but we can't let it block us, because it will guard our ego. It'll guard where we are right now versus where the Holy Spirit is bringing us to, into that new man. Amen? That intellect will argue. It will try to put on display what it knows, what it is right now. And you could be telling the person truth that will save their life, and they ain't hearing nothing because their intellect is standing in the way. But see, God have a way. I said, God has a way. Yes, he does. He has a way of getting our focus and our attention and awareness off of us onto him. Okay. Now, on the flip side, to be spiritually minded. Now, listen to this. This is so wonderful. When we are spiritually minded, what happens is that it floods your soul. To be spiritually minded means a flood is released in your soul with healthy, life-giving emotions that begin to permeate your whole being. You do things better. You look better. You feel better. Amen. You're on point. Your mind is functioning better. Tell me how God can just do that. He does. You don't have to take any medicine. It don't mean that you have been eating right all the time. But when the Spirit of God, when you are spiritually minded, there are times where it's like you're walking on air because you're so accurate. You feel so good. You feel strong. Hello, you feel real young. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about here? That's when you are spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded releases a flood of healthy emotions. You start saying, I can do all things through Christ. I can get through this thing. I will conquer this. I will come out, amen, not smelling like smoke. I will become the head. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. I believe it with all my heart. That floods your soul. You get to where you say, my soul, like Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul magnify. See, that's where the battle is. See, that's where the battle is. In the soul realm. That's the terrain. So we allow the word to flood. And it brings healthy. See, it's important that your emotions be healthy. Hello? It's important that your emotions be healthy. And the word has a dimension of healing and wholeness and soundness. I really can't speak for others, but I know it's true for everyone. I can speak for myself how the word, it energizes. It strengthens, not just because I preach, but because the word is in my heart. And when it saturates my soul, I become a different man. Hello, I know I can run through the troop. I can get it done. I have an endurance. I have a mind that stayed on course. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That word will magnify your discernment, your awareness, your knowledge, your understanding. That word, when it saturates your soul, you become a different person. You are not a mere human. You are a child of God. You think with his mind. Words that come out of your mouth. Amen. I got any witnesses in here? Hallelujah. If our focus is, again, if our focus is just from our five senses concerning the circumstances that we face or that we are in, death, destruction, fear, despair, doom, depression, all those things lie there. They wait there to infiltrate and try to drown your soul in despair. If you are living from your five senses versus living from your spirit, okay? When we have renewed our mind in the word, you have harmony between your soul and your spirit. Remember, when Adam and Eve failed, it was distress, disharmony. They were no longer in harmony. And all the things that were negative, having to do with disease and despair and fear, all those things entered in through that disharmony. But when we have renewed our mind, and that is our quest tonight, to renew our mind. When we've renewed our mind in the word, we then have harmony with our soul and our spirit. Now here's the key. When you have harmony, when you've renewed your mind and you have harmony with your spirit and your soul, number one, you have peace. But number two, which is very important, your faith doesn't waver. That means something. Because see, if faith starts to waver, the Lord says we're like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. He said, let not that man think that he can receive anything. He can't receive anything from God. But when your faith doesn't waver, when your soul and your spirit stay in harmony and your faith doesn't waver, that's the faith that can move the mountains. That's the faith that cannot be denied. That's the faith that no enemy can stand before. That's the faith that will bring into manifestation all that you are desiring in your heart. That's that type of faith. Faith is simply an immovable, I like the word immovable, trust in our heart for God's word or his promises. Now, as I was saying earlier, in the new covenant, we are in Christ. You'll read a lot of that in Ephesians and in Romans. You'll read in Christ. We are in Christ. Okay? In the new covenant, we are in Christ. And therefore, because we are in him, remember, God didn't make covenant with man. He made covenant with Christ. And so he's not in covenant with anybody outside of Christ. He's in covenant with everybody that's in Christ. We are partakers of that covenant. That's why Paul said we're not to look on men and think of them more highly than we ought. You know, you see somebody raising the dead and that, and people, they get all. No. I'm part of the same covenant he's part of. It's the same God I'm serving that's doing that with him, that's doing whatever he's doing with me or with you. It's the same God. It doesn't make him any bigger or better. It's because the covenant is in Christ. It's not in an individual man, like God gave him something special. No, it's all available to all of us in Christ. How many got that? It's available to you. You can lay hands on the sick too. Who's to say that a 10-year-old lay hands on someone and they raise up from the dead or they get healed of cancer? Who's to say that if God chooses to do that? Amen. Through a 10-year-old. He could do it through a 10-year-old or 5-year-old. In Christ. All right. Now, I'm going to step way out there with you for a moment. Again, in the new covenant, somebody say new covenant. We are in Christ, all right? And we therefore share in his inheritance. We are partakers of his inheritance. Now, this is what that means. I want you to really, tonight, make a point of starting to think bigger. Expand those tent pegs in your mind. Stretch your mind, because the fact that we are in Christ and in the new covenant in Christ, we share in his inheritance. Any promise God has ever made, amen, to anyone, right. I'm going to say that again. Any promise God has ever made to anyone is yes for us today. Any promise. Now, I'm telling you, see, we have to knock down some religious barriers, some traditional barriers, some stuff we were taught in Sunday school. Now, I ain't got nothing against Sunday school. But you understand, traditional stuff that we learned and we'll take to the grave with us. Some of that stuff need to be discarded. Because look here, in this new covenant, any promise God has ever made to anyone is yes for us today.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.